Well, this is such an amazing story, how it started with two brothers coming to Tulsa and starting a furniture store. And that's the nub of it right there, isn't it?
It is.
And so people from miles around maybe came.
They were coming in, you know, they were staking, they were buying. There was the Sneddons and the Gillettes and so many people that have come and gone. And
Sneddons lived in the Garden Center. Gillettes built the Gillette Mansion on 15th.
Your father and your uncle, John and Cass, were they politically active?
Not one bit. This was a policy they had. The business they were in, the hotel business. If you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if that's who you are, I'm not going to stay at your hotel, etc. No. They never expressed themselves. And never even at home.
Well,
we were reared that you said president. You would never say Obama or you'd never say Franklin or something. You would say President Roosevelt. The president.
Right.
Protocol.
You just reminded me, when people went shopping, didn't they get dressed up?
Oh, I wouldn't go without a hat or gloves. Certainly not.
Everybody.
Oh, for that day again. It creates a demeanor of its own. Truly, only in discipline are you free. That's the only way you can know freedom, is through discipline.
Mm-hmm. While the boys made money in the furniture, did they really add to their wealth through the hotel?
They were the good and the bad. The war, that's a hideous thing to say, but the war was just a windfall for them.
Because?
Packed all the time. Packed all the time.
Why was that?
This was quite a center.
Aviation.
The aviation during the war. And also to Fort Sill and Muskogee.
The bases.
The bases that were here. The Army bases that were here. As Peter said, aviation was very active here. Douglas, American, Spartan.
Mm-hmm. Marjorie, when did they sell the hotel?
They sold it, I think it was 3 years before Daddy died, which was 72. So they sold it in about 69.
And did they sell it to the Swigs?
Yes.
The Swigs?
Swigs, the family owned the St. Francis Hotel in
San Francisco.
Don't forget, this is about the time then that the economic climate is changing here in Tulsa. The oil business is beginning to go more concentrated in Houston.
And downtown was declining.
And downtown was
declining.
And new
hotels were being
built. So the whole economic scenario was changing. And this was not good in many ways.
And the hotel was a certain age, too?
Oh, absolutely. So there are so many things.
There's a lot of competition.
Business had kind of gone away.
And there was no one, so to speak. I don't think Birch was ever really interested. I think he might have been relieved.
So your dad was getting to the age then when
he was. My father died just shy of his 91st birthday. And he was at the office that day.
He worked?
That was pleasure for him. He loved working.
To be in the hotel.
And the only exercise he got was walking, and he did walk. He always had his figure, and he's always, I think, quite proud of that, and I was proud of it for him. They lived on the 15th floor, and he'd often climb the 15 floors or walk down them. You know, that would be it. And then maybe take a walk down to 14th Street or wherever.
Did he smoke?
A cigar, sometimes a pipe. I would not have liked it on anyone else, but I accepted it from him.
The furniture store, though, when did that come
that
to an end?
That sold much earlier, much earlier. There was a third brother who was not part of the business structure, the youngest brother, who came here, and he managed until they sold the Mail furniture store.
And what
store.
Was his name?
Haskell, H-A-S-K-E-L-L, Haskell Mail.
And then they decided to sell it?
And he had a small ownership in the company.
And he was many years younger than John and Cass?
Well, he was probably 10 years younger than Uncle Cass.
Okay.
Uncle Cass, I think, was 2 years older than Daddy, 2-3 years older.